Go with me now, if you would, to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. The Lord commanded Isaiah concerning preaching and preparing his way. He said, comfort ye my people, saith your God. That was his instruction to him. Comfort my people. Our Lord told Peter concerning preaching, preparing his way. He said, feed my sheep. He said, Peter, do you love me? After Peter denied him, cursed him, rejected him, ignored him, he said, do you love me? He said, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. The Apostle Paul did not say, woe is unto me if I preach not. He didn't say that. He said, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel, the good news of the gospel to the Lord's people. The gospel means good news. Good news. We're going through the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 8. We've made it up so far to chapter 8. I want to skip ahead tonight and look at Matthew 11, verse 30. I'm sorry, 28. Matthew 11, verse 28. Our Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Man, what good news that is to a man or a woman who is labored and heavy laden. What words of comfort. What words of peace. What words of help. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. He said, and I love this, he said, come. Not go. Come means get closer to. Go means leave. Go away. Come means draw nearer to. That's what it means. Get closer to. He said, me. Get, this is what was his instruction. Get closer to me. Get closer to me. Not mine. Not the things of mine. Not my servants. Not my ministers. Me. That's full of awe. Get closer to me. He said, all ye. Who does that exclude? You know, the gospel is not an excluding message. Not at all. If you are labored and heavy laden, who does that exclude? In this announcement to the labored and heavy laden, who did he leave out? If anybody is labored and heavy laden, to which soul who is in need of him? If we belong to him, we are going to have moments where we need him. If we belong to him. Oh, we're going to need him. Any soul who is desperately coming to him, when everything else is stripped away, all other hopes are lost, all other avenues are gone, And the only path that's left is to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any soul who is desperately coming to Him, in need of Him, to which soul will He reject and say, no, not you. I wasn't talking to you. How many souls who come to Him desperately seeking mercy, desperately seeking grace, desperately seeking help, how many souls will He say that to? How many souls will He reject and turn away? Here's the answer. None. No, not one. Not one. If we come, it's because the Father has drawn us. And how loving is that? If we hear it, if we desire it, if we do it, in heart, it's because the Father has drawn us. No man or woman comes without the Father drawing. If we come to Christ, it's because the Father gave us to Him. And all that the Father has given to Christ shall come to Christ. And him or her that cometh to Christ, Christ will in no wise cast out. So he said in verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor, all who are wearied and heavy laden. That means burdened, weighed down, bearing a heavy load. He said, you come to me, and I, not somebody else, I won't appoint someone else to do it. I will. Not might. This has really made an impression on me in moments when I have gone to Him. I think He told us we can believe the promise of His Word. I will. You come to me. And you can count on it. You truly come to the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. You can expect it. You can come prepared to receive it. Because He said, I will give freely. I will freely give. I won't offer you a payment plan. I won't offer to go in halves with you on it. I will freely give you. The one who has come, the one who is in need, I will give you rest. I'll give you a refreshing. I'll give you a quiet calm. A quiet calm. Just come to me, He said, and I'll give it to you. Just come to me, and I'll give it to you. Now, this message is for anyone who is labored and heavy laden in any way, shape, or form. Any way, shape, or form. And everybody falls into that category. I was going to ask, does anybody fall into that category? Everybody falls into that category. There is a heavy labor that we experience in body. In this body. This body of flesh that we have. There is a heavy labor that we experience in mind. Heavy, heavy weighted burden. There is a heavy labor that we experience in heart. Heaviness. And there's a heavy labor that we experience in our soul. And our Lord says to His people, if you are bearing any of those labors, any of them, you can come to me and I will give you rest from it. Now, here's what I want to stress to us. He does not always remove the burden. He does not always remove the weight. He does not always remove the weariness. But He said, I'll give you rest in it. I'll give you a quiet calm in it. There is a weariness that we experience in our bodies. And it's because of our sin. These bodies of death, these bodies of sin, the spirit that the Lord has placed in us is so willing, but the flesh that we still have to live in is so weak. It is so weak, and it's because of our sin. It's because of our sin. Sin has brought physical burden on us. Physical wearied burden on us. Sin has made everything that we try to do in this body heavy. It's also heavy. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam he said, God said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. He said, Adam, because of your sin, you're going to have to carry a heavy load through this life. It's going to be a heavy load. It's going to be by the sweat of your brow. The load that we have to carry because of our sin is real. It's real. The weight and the burden of life in this flesh is real. Romans 8 says, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. And it's because of the weight of sin that has fallen on us. That's the whole reason why. And that weight that has burdened our bodies creates a burden in the mind. And I know you can enter into that. The burden of the mind. Oh, the burden of the mind. The heavy burdens we bear, they are real. So real. The weight of things. The worry of things. The struggle of life because of sin. We have so much to worry about. And it's because of sin. Sin has burdened down our bodies and burdened down our minds. And that has burdened down our hearts. Look with me, if you would, at Psalm 38. Psalm 38, verse 1 says, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. That's the reason why. No rest because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there's no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Oh, the sorrow that sin has brought on us, the heartache, the heartbreak. It's like our hearts are just constantly sinking down into despair, and it's real. It's real. A weighty, burdened heart is a real thing. Sin has brought burden to our bodies. It has brought burden to our minds. It has brought burden to our hearts. But there's no burden like the burden that sin has brought to our souls. Sin has ruined our souls. It brought our souls down with the weight of eternal destruction. And every soul who is caused to realize that, if God ever reveals that to a person, every soul that's caused to realize that will be labored and heavy laden over his state before God. Every soul. But here's the thing. There is hope. There is hope. There's hope in every state of burden. Every one of them. In every weariness, in every worry, in every sorrow, in every fear, there is hope before God in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is hope before God in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." David said, "I would have fainted. It's so bad and it's so weary and it's so sorrowful and I'm so burdened and I'm so low." He said, "I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." The goodness of His mercy. The goodness of His grace. The goodness of His blood. The goodness of His cross. The goodness of everything He has secured for us in the heavens. His goodness to us. In Isaiah 1, He said, "Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool." Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You just bring your worry and bring your weariness and bring your sorrow and bring your fear to me. You bring it all to me. Bring it all to me. I have borne that weighty load for you already, and I'll bear it for you again." And that's the truth. Everything that we endure, He has borne that for us already. And He'll bear it for us again. If we bring it to Him time and time again, He'll bear it for us again. He says, "I bore the burden of your sin in my body." You talk about a weighty load, a heavy load. You talk about labored and heavy laden. The Father laid on Him. You talk about heavy laden. The Father laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He said, "I bore the weight of your worry in my mind." In His mind, He bore all the worry, everything that we bear, He bore it. "I bore your heavy sorrow in my heart." That's a true comfort to me. All of the sorrow, all of the hurt, all of the pain, all of the heartbreak that His children experienced, He experienced. He bore it in His heart, labored and heavy laden. He said, "You turn your eyes upon me, and I'll remind you of that." And that's what He does. When we do turn our eyes upon Him, He reminds us of that. He reminds us of that again. He said, "Cast all your care on me. I have already cared for you. And I do care for you. I have, I do, I will care for you." I love the story of the woman who got on a trolley car many, many years ago, so long ago. She got on that car with a heavy, big suitcase. And they were all standing on that trolley car holding on to a pole. And that they were going down the street, and that woman was just being thrown all over the place. That suitcase, heavy suitcase, was just jerking her back and forth and trying not to fall. And that man was watching her. And he said, "Ma'am, if you want to, you can put your suitcase down. It's going to get to where you're going just the same." Meaning the trolley car is already bearing the weight of that. You don't have to bear it too. Don't we pray that the Lord will give us grace to cast all of our burden on the Lord Jesus Christ? We know you're carrying it. Lord, help me to not try to carry it too. Cast it all on Him. Cast it on the one who's carrying. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ says to all of His people. "I am carrying all of the weight of your body, your mind, your heart, your soul. I'm carrying all the weight of your soul. You just cast it all on me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." I'll give you rest. As far as our bodies go, He said He's going to change these vile bodies that they may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. There is so much weariness in these bodies. He said, "I'm going to change that. I'm going to change these vile bodies that they may be fashioned like His glorious body." As far as our minds go, He said He would put us in remembrance. He would stir up our remembrance of His purpose in all things. His perfect will in all things. The fact that He is only doing right in all things. "May the mind of Christ be in you," the apostle said. As far as our hearts go, look with me at Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 13. It says, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. He will strengthen your heart. Whatever it is, you know, we do truly have a burden for our soul. Whenever the Lord reveals sin to us and reveals His judgment and His holiness and His justice, we do. We truly do. We want to get to the bottom of these things. How is a sinner justified before God? And once He gives peace to us on that, then every other burden in life comes our way. And we're still labored and still heavy laden over so many things. And whatever it is that is truly burdening us, He'll strengthen your heart in it. Go to Him, and He'll strengthen your heart in it. He'll allow you to be of good courage. He will take out these hearts of stone and He'll put in a heart of flesh, His flesh. Wait on Him and be of good courage. And as far as these souls go, look with me at Isaiah 55. Isaiah Isaiah 55, verse 1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." He said, "I'll make a covenant. I'll make a promised covenant concerning your soul." A covenant of mercy, a covenant of blood. And he said, "You can rest in my covenant. You can truly rest." We are wearied. We're all labored. We're all heavy laden over many things. But he said, no matter what it is, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And again, I want to say, he may not take the labor away. He just may not. Sometimes to the storm, he does say, "Peace, be still." And there's a great calm. But not always. He may not take the storm away. But this is what he said, "I will give you rest in it. I will give you comfort through it." And he will. Amazingly, he will. This is what he said, "I give my beloved sleep." Rest. "I give my beloved sleep." So this is our prayer. Heavenly Father, draw us to Christ. The commandment is come to Christ. Our response is, Heavenly Father, draw us to Christ. You draw us, and we will come. Amen. All right, let's all stand together.